This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Afghanistan's Election Commission today had good news for President Ashraf Ghani. He appears headed for a second five-year term in office. In preliminary results, 2 months late in coming, the commission announced that Ghani received almost 51% of the late September vote, well ahead of second-place finisher Abdullah Abdullah, who got about 40% of the 1.9 million votes cast. Abdullah's office says he does not accept the results and charged the commission failed to deal with election fraud. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads a rally today for his Hindu nationalist party in New Delhi. This follows days of violent protests across India against a new citizenship law that appears to discriminate against Muslims. Reuters' Emma McCarthy has a report.
Officials said more than 1,500 protesters have been arrested since Parliament passed the law on December 11, with India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh, seeing the worst violence. Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's nationalist party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos.
That was Emma McCarthy of Reuters. Voters in Croatia are going to the polls today for a presidential election. The incumbent conservative Kolinda Grabar-Kitarović is being challenged by the leftist former Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic and right-wing singer Miroslav Skoro. Political analysts look for a probable runoff election next month. The pre-Christmas balloting comes just days after Croatia begins its first six-month term at the helm of the European Union's rotating presidency. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea's official state news agency says Kim Jong-un has met with his top military officials to discuss boosting the country's military capability. This amid heightened concern the North may return to a confrontation stance with the United States. Kim has set a year-end deadline for the U.S. to change what it calls a policy of hostility, and he warned that he is ready to provide Washington with a Christmas gift, widely expected to be a ballistic missile test. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States and China will very shortly sign their so-called Phase One Trade Pact. Announced earlier this month, the deal is part of a bid to end the months-long trade war between the world's two largest economies. Under the agreement, the United States would reduce some tariffs in exchange for a big increase in Chinese purchases of American farm products. The president also used a Florida speech to attack Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for not yet sending the articles of impeachment against him to the Republican-held U.S. Senate. That could delay a trial in which Mr. Trump would expect to be acquitted of both charges against him. The Boeing Starliner space capsule is scheduled to return to Earth today, meant to dock with the International Space Station. The unmanned vehicle veered off course just after launch 2 days ago. Efforts are now focused on ensuring the Starliner successfully touches down in White Sands, New Mexico. That could happen within the next few hours. French President Emmanuel Macron has called on his nation's transport unions to suspend their strikes during the Christmas holidays to avoid massive traffic disruptions. The unions are demanding the undoing of Macron's plan for pension system reform. But as Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports, travelers at Paris's Saint-Lazare train station on Saturday got a taste of what could lie ahead.
On the last weekend before Christmas, Saint-Lazare station sees a surge of people as Parisians leave the capital to be with their families. But with the national rail operator running reduced services, including half the usual number of its high-speed trains, commuters were left staring hopefully at departure boards. President Emmanuel Macron aims to streamline the generous state pension system and prod people to work until the age of 64, past the legal retirement age of 62. But talks have failed with French unions, and on Thursday they said the strikes would continue over the Christmas holidays. Negotiations are due to resume in January.
That was David Doyle of Reuters. Germany's finance minister and vice chancellor have reacted angrily to news that threatened U.S. sanctions have forced a company laying sections of a new German-Russian natural gas pipeline to stop its work in the project. They call the U.S. action interference in Germany's internal affairs. To stay up to date with all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.